Good evening. You are listening to 91.7 KOOP Austin. Welcome to Commercial Suicide, a sampling of the best in experimental, improvised, noise, and outsider music. Join your host, Nick Hennies, for the next 2 hours as he guides you through the unmarketable world of strange sounds, silence, and no commercials.
Welcome to Commercial Suicide. I am your host, back once again, Nick Hennies, for a very special show tonight. It's the occasion of the birthday of my favorite composer of the 20th century, Mr. Luigi Nono, born January 29th, 1994. He died in May of 1990, and as far as I'm concerned, one of the most important figures in experimental music of the last 100 years, and greatly unappreciated, especially in the U.S., less so in Europe, but still certainly not as revered as some of the Stockhausens and Xenakises and John Cages. There's always John Cage birthday concerts, so I thought, why not Luigi Nono birthday show? So, and as my salute, if you were wondering about that first track, it was not Luigi Nono, of course. It was the Danielson family with their song called A No No. You get it. Luigi Nono, and the song was called A No No. It's very funny, I promise. If you're unfamiliar with Luigi Nono, he was a socialist composer, was the leader of the Italian Communist Party for many years, and was also an innovator of electronic music, and especially live electronics, and also in opera, and really redefined what it meant to write an opera, and took it far, far beyond the usual constraints that we're used to. It began in roughly the 50s, late 40s, early 50s, composing mostly serial music, that's S-E-R-I-A-L, after composers like Schoenberg, Webern, and then soon after, his music became fiercely political and finally more ambiguous and introspective in the later years of his life, and wrote some of the most beautiful and innovative and unusual and strange and amazing music I have ever heard. So we'll start off with a very, very early piece by Nono, appropriately enough. This is from 1951, entitled Polifonica Monodia Ritmica, which means polyphony, monody, rhythm, which suggests a certain type of, I guess you could say, decay. And as you'll hear in the piece, begins with polyphony, followed by monody, followed by rhythm. So if you have any requests for your favorite Luigi Nono piece, you can call me here at 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Right now, here is from 1951, Polyphony, Monody, Rhythm by Luigi Nono. Thank you.
This portion of co-op programming is supported in part by Lovejoy's Tap Room and Brewery, with over 18 original craft and seasonal beer. Lovejoy's is located at 604 Natchez between 6th and 7th. For more information, you may visit lovejoystaproom.com, or you may call 477-1268.
You are listening to 91.7 KOOP Austin. If you're just joining us, you're tuned into Commercial Suicide tonight. I am doing my salute to my favorite composer, Luigi Nono, whose 84th birthday would have been tomorrow, January 29th. We just heard a piece there. I'm sorry, he would have been 83, my mistake. We just heard a piece there of what I believe is electronic music, though it's hard to tell from the recording, and the liner notes on the CD are a little vague, we'll say. But that was a piece off of a great CD called Isolamenti, of music of composers affected by the Third Reich and the Holocaust. And that was a piece by Nono entitled Ricorda cosa ti hanno fatto in Auschwitz. And before that, we did hear Polifonica Monodia Ritmica from 1951. The piece we just heard, the electronic piece, was from 1966 and based on a text called Der Ermittlung by Peter Weiss. We're going to hear a piece now from one of Nono's first major works, his first opera, Intolleranza, 1960, translated to Intolerance. It was premiered in 1961. The story is about a refugee who travels from the south of Italy looking for work. Along the way, he encounters protests, arrests, and torture. He ends up in a concentration camp where he experiences the gamut of human emotions. He reaches a river at the conclusion and realizes that everywhere is his home. And obviously we can't hear the whole opera here, but I'm going to play the third and fourth scenes, which are described here in the libretto as scene three, a city, a great demonstration by the people, the immigrant is taking part, followed by scene four, at a police station, interrogation of some of the arrested demonstrators. I should remind you that we do have a website and a MySpace page. The website is at commercialsuicide.blogspot.com or myspace.com/commercialsuicide, K-O-O-P, all one word. And you can find there playlists for every show. And recently we've just begun podcasting our show. And if you want to go back and listen, or maybe you missed the show, you can go online and listen to some recent shows there. We hope to have almost all of our shows up eventually, but it's a slow process, as you may imagine. But let's move on with the music now. Here is the third and fourth scenes from Luigi Nono's 1960 opera, Intolleranza.
Yeah. Bleiben eingegraben in mein Gedächtnis.
Have you thought about what a difference adopting a loving cat or dog would make in your life? Lago Vista Paws is a volunteer-run, no-kill shelter located 20 minutes from Austin on Route 1431 in Lago Vista. To see all the pets who are up for adoption, you may visit lvpaws.org or you may call 267-6876 for more information.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us, we are doing a birthday celebration tribute to the Italian composer Luigi Nono. We were just listening to music there from a piece entitled A Floresta e Jovem e Ceja de Vida, which I'm sure I massacred the pronunciation there, but translates to the forest is young and full of life. And I'll read a bit from the liner notes here. It comes from a CD on Mode Records, an American label, entitled Voices of Protest, and I'll just read a bit. This piece is dedicated to the National Front for the Liberation of Vietnam. It consists of 11 texts selected by Giovanni Pirelli as a testimonial to the workers' revolts in capitalist countries and revolutionary movements in third world countries. Current events were illuminated by the hope that, quote, the forest cannot be burned because it is young and full of life. And paraphrasing a bit, this is sort of a strange piece in Nono's catalog. At least I was unaware of it until this CD came out, because apparently it was communicated orally and that there was no fixed score, but rather was dependent on the musicians and technology Nono had around him when performing and realizing the piece. This particular version is a realization based on tapes from 1966 when the piece was finished, along with a soprano solo, three reciters, B-flat clarinet, copper plates, and as I said before, the electronics, which is in a live performance played through 8 different channels, so it surrounds the audience. So wonderful piece there, about 40 minutes in length, obviously not the entire thing we heard just there. And back before that was two scenes from Intolleranza 1960, Nono's first opera of 1960. Imagine that. We'll move on now. We're moving into what I consider the really great period in Nono's life, which was basically anything after around 1980 or so. His music becomes much more sustained and incredibly slow moving and just really, really beautiful and unusual. And so this is a piece for full orchestra composed in 1984 called To Carlo Scarpa, Architecture and Its Infinite Possibilities, for full orchestra, conducted here by Michael Gielen and the Southwest German Radio Orchestra. If you'd like to call in, 472-5667, 472-KOOP. I had a request earlier for George Crumb's Black Angels, which unfortunately I do not have with me tonight, but certainly I'm playing plenty of other war protest music, so I hope that this fits the bill, though not exactly. Here's more Luigi Nono. This is A Carlo Scarpa.
This portion of co-op programming is supported in part by the Austin Chronicle Classifieds. You can post a listing 24/7 in categories such as jobs, housing, for sale items, music, services, and more. Your ad will appear online for 30 days with the option of running in the print edition of the Austin Chronicle. For more information on Trade Up, the Chronicle's new online classified site, you may visit austinchronicle.com.
Welcome back once again. I hate to interrupt the music again, but I'm at the point in the show where I'd like to play a very special piece, or a section of a very special piece anyway, what I consider to be perhaps, maybe not overstating it to say, the greatest work of music in the last 100 years. This is Luigi Nono's opera based on the Prometheus myth, and we're going to hear one section from that. Nono wrote three operas in his life, and this was the final one, finished in, I'm not certain looking at this, completed in 1984. So, pretty close to the end of his life. He died in 1990, and is sort of sums up everything I think he ever wanted to do with music. And it's called an opera, but doesn't really resemble much of anything we're used to when you think of opera. Here in the liner notes it says, "With Prometheus, Nono was aiming at far more than simply a reformulation of existing ideas on the subject of music drama. Both here and in the works that followed, he was concerned to make an entirely new start, a start that affected far more than merely the music." In quotes, "After Grand Sole, I needed to rethink my whole work and my whole existence, not only as a musician, but as an intellectual in today's society, in order to discover new ways of seeing things and new opportunities for creative endeavor. Many concepts and ideas have become hackneyed, so that it is now absolutely necessary to give the greatest possible prominence to the imagination." Nono had declared on the occasion of the first performance of his piece Das Atmende Klarsein in the spring of 1981. The demands placed on thinking in general by Massimo Cacciari, the Venice-based philosopher and author of the libretto for Prometheus, also apply to Nono's new beginnings. "We must learn to live with the plurality of times and spaces, with multiplicities and with differences." Nono began to question everything and to develop a fondness for describing himself as a questing wanderer and, albeit unspoken, as a rebellious Prometheus. What was important for this new Nono was not the attainment of some premeditated goal, but the act of setting out into the unknown, the journey itself. In place of clear yes and no came possibility and all-around openness. In short, an intellectual open-mindedness profoundly distrustful of every closed system. Among Nono's favorite quotations of these years was Robert Musil's phrase from Der Mann on Eigenschaften, "If there is such a thing as a sense of reality, there must also be a sense of possibility." And so with that, I give you the first island section of Luigi Nono's Prometheus. Just a little under half an hour left on the show, and I still have so much more great music to play, but this one, though it's only a section of a work that's over 2 hours, definitely my favorite thing in the show tonight. So enjoy. Here is Prometheus by Luigi Nono.
If you're looking for more ways to save money on gas and help the environment, the EPA Smart Driving Tips could give you more miles per gallon and reduce air pollution. Make sure your tires are properly inflated. Accelerate and brake slowly. If you're looking for a new car, choose the most efficient vehicle. If we adopt just one of these tips, we could get more miles for our money and breathe a little easier. For more info, visit epa.gov/green vehicles.
Welcome back one last time to Commercial Suicide. I hate to interrupt this wonderful music with my talking, but we have just a little over 10 minutes left in the show tonight. I want to tell you what you've been hearing. We just heard the first of three sections from the final work Luigi Nono completed, Hay que caminar soñando, for two violins, completed in 1989, less than a year before his death in 1990. The title takes its name from a... An inscription of a sentence marked upon the wall of a 13th century cloister in Toledo. Pilgrim, there is no pathway, there is only traveling itself. Which is, Hay que caminar. There is only traveling. Loosely translated, I believe. But he has a lot of other pieces that are titled after that same line of text. So something very important, I'd say, to his work. Performed there by the violinists Joanna Becker and Clemens Merkel. I've heard two other recordings of that, one by the Arditti String Quartet, of course only the violinist since it's a violin duo, and one other recording by some people I'm unfamiliar with, and the one we heard is by far my favorite one. The recording quality and the performance is just amazing. So, just about 10 minutes left before we turn you over to KVRX and the fine show Local Live. So I'll end the show out with Post Preludium, a piece from 1987, another one of his latest works. This one for tuba and live electronics. I know very little about this piece, but it's very, very nice, as you'll hear. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and thanks a lot for your calls. It's always great to know people are listening. And just a reminder, if you want to listen to this show, again, it will be online in the form of a podcast in a suitable bitrate at our website, commercialsuicide.blogspot.com, or on our MySpace page, myspace.com/commercialsuicide, K-O-O-P, all one word. Once again, thanks a lot for listening. My co-host, Alex Keller, will be back with you next week for lots more great music. And we'll be back with you shortly for sign-off and then turn you over to KVRX. But for now, here is Post Preludium for tuba solo and live electronics by Luigi Nono. KOOP Austin now concludes its broadcast day. Co-op is community radio for Austin, Texas, and is licensed to the Board of Directors of the Texas Educational Community Broadcasting Corporation, doing business as Austin Co-op Radio by the Federal Communications Commission. Co-op broadcasts at 91.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 3,000 watts and shares this frequency with KVRX, student radio from the University of Texas at Austin. Co-op is a non-commercial and educational station and depends heavily on listener contributions and business underwriting. A member of the Texas Association of Broadcasters, Co-op broadcasts 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. The viewpoints and opinions heard on Co-op do not necessarily reflect those of the Board of Directors, staff, members, or underwriters. Our studio is located at 3823 Airport Boulevard, Suite B. For further information about Co-op, call our office line at 472-1369. Join us again tomorrow morning at 9 for more great community radio programming. Thank you for listening to Co-op, your community radio station.